was Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2014. God, July is almost done. I don't know why I always say that. I say the date and then I start reflecting on, where did the time go? Gee whiz. Anyway, I figured I would come in and just do a quick little update since I am officially done now. Convention season is behind me. And many of you who were out here who have attended the summer conferences in the U.S. Know about this. There's been so much great convention updating out here that I won't waste a lot of time because so many people posted from the NFB and the ACB conferences. Of course, we had the NFB's national convention in Florida, in Orlando, and then the ACB in Las Vegas. So my partner went with me this time, which was a rare thing. We don't usually do this, but he took a little vacation. So I worked and he gambled, which was fine with me. So I'm not much of a gambler. And I played a little bit. Vegas doesn't treat me nicely like Reno does. Vegas just takes your money. It takes your money. I lost my $12 in about as many minutes, and I said, you know what, that's enough, I'm just gonna keep walking. So I didn't even win enough to keep me playing like sometimes I in Reno will at least, you know, break even or be able to play for a little while, stick a 20 in a machine and at least play on it for a couple of hours. But there were $1 and $2 blackjack tables for those of you who care about gambling, and the dealers were calling the cards, so it was really kind of neat for people that wanted to play cards. Casinos are really inaccessible places if you can't see. I'm just here to tell you. There's this story that I always tell people about gambling in Reno. One time a couple friends went up, and I'm not much of a gambler, really. I'm not. But I was doing pretty well. I stuck a 20 in this quarter machine and I was playing on it, and I had it up to about $300. I should have just cashed out there. And of course, I started losing and I didn't cash out till I hit about 150. I realized, okay, the money's going down instead of up, so it's time for me to walk away from this machine. But I was trying to count the little sounds that it makes whenever you do gain credits. And of course, I didn't realize, but you can't necessarily count them because it's not representative of how many credits you have. But I hit a jackpot and the machine started, bells started ringing, the alarm started going off. And you don't know that feeling of wondering what on earth is on the screen. You know, my partner had walked away, he was playing nickel poker or something, keno or something elsewhere, and I was just trying to waste a little bit of time. I don't want him to feel like he has to babysit me, you know, so I thought, well, I'll play on this machine for a while. And it freaked me out. I thought, oh my God, did I just win $1 million? How much did I win? Did I win $50,000? What did I win, you know? Oh my God, I had a minute of, oh, it was horrible. And I'm waiting for someone to come and, you know, stop the machine, cash me out. I'm sitting there and the bell's ringing and ringing and ringing, and finally lady comes over and I'm just freaking thinking, oh my God, I won a bunch of money. Oh my God, it was like $27, you know, it was nothing. But you can't know the sensation of wondering, you know, it could be $50, it could be 50 cents, it could be 50,000. Oh geez, that was like the biggest adrenaline rush. So I always think that's going to happen to me. And of course, it never does. I'm not much of a gambler. But we were pretty busy in the exhibit hall the whole time. We exhibited all 5 days of the conference. So that was very lucrative for us. And we were, I was there with a friend's company this year. I didn't bring a lot of personal inventory. I was there with my friend from Boston who has a company called Guide Lights and Gadgets. No, he didn't get religion. Guide lights are little reflective things that that she's marketing to dog handlers to try to make their dogs, you know, illuminate their, light them up at night, basically, let, you know, them be more visible to passersby and cars and stuff. And I think bike riders use these lights, a lot of them. You know, they're pretty subtle. They're not
in your face or anything in there. She has different styles of reflective strips and pendants and crap that you can put on your dog's gear or whatever, on the collar. And then on our side, we had the gadgets part of the the company, and we had everything. We had so many accessories and other products that were talking and tactile, and we had all kinds of stuff there. Oh my God, we had probably 250 products. So we did really well this year, and I think a lot of it was we were way in the back, and that ended up being a really positive thing for us because we had room for our line, room for people to stand. We had a lot of booth space. So it's always reminiscent of Max. I was listening to Mike Colgan talk about his car boots that he and Mary do. And it's funny because he's talking about people who steal things. And I just had to smile. They steal from us too, Mac. This year, I don't know why I got the brilliant idea. I had a roll of tape there, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to, some of these things that are on cards or whatever, these lower, we had 256 gig thumb drives there, and iPhone cases and flash cards, you know, that are on, they're on a card, right? So I just taped a sample to the top of the edge of the table, you know, it has plastic on the thing anyway, so I just thought, you know what, if they go to palm it, they're going to rip the tape off, at least I'll hear it, and it keeps things a little more organized. They can still reach out and put their hands on it. It's pretty stupid to sell at a blindness convention if you don't have things visible where people can touch it. They're not going to buy it, I'm sorry to say. You know, I'm sorry, they're blindies. They handle everything. And a lot of people, I think, don't realize that sometimes these conferences are people's first hands-on opportunity of looking at a product. So many things, people end up having to buy sight unseen. It's not like you can go down to the corner store and buy, you know, adaptive products or tactile products or talking products. So many of these items are pretty pricey and you have to order them from other places. So a lot of people come to these conferences with money in their pocket intending to buy. They want to get their hands on something. How many of you would buy something if you had to rely on someone else's description of it, you know? So they come ready to buy and shop, and we came ready to sell. So it worked out really well this time. We were able to keep things a little more sorted. But I've always wondered how Mac and Mary do it. You know, you can't lock things to the table, obviously, like you can higher end, you know. I know some people selling equipment do that, but, you know, and when there's a crowd, this is inside of a hotel, you know, they open up several rooms together, so you have a big convention center. It's a big indoor area, but you're talking about thousands of people, so you really have to pay attention, not just to the people that are making the purchase, but who else is standing around the table. You have to be cognizant of what they're looking at, what they want to see, how many of them you have, and if someone's going to palm something, it's a little more difficult to keep track of it. So this year, stupid me, I don't know why I didn't think of it in years past, I just grabbed the roll of tape, and it worked really well for securing some of those lower cost items anyway, and the smaller items that can just fly off of a table down, and people could look to their heart's content, and things didn't end up, you know, just all over the place. So it worked out pretty well. We turned a pretty fairly decent profit. We didn't make as much as we made last year. And I don't know. I think next year, I personally will have to change things up for my own peace of mind, but it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. Always nice to go. It's always nice to come home and sleep in your own bed. Oh my God. Las Vegas was so hot. It topped out one day at 114 degrees Fahrenheit, which Siri tells me is 45.6 degrees Celsius. It was hot. So, and it was dry. No offense to those of you that live in Vegas, but whoo-wee, I thought Sacramento was toasty, but Vegas is hot, 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 like being in the desert. So nice to go, nice to come home, and I just want to say thanks to all of you who did stop by. There are a bunch of you out here and made the convention a really lucrative, positive, fun experience for us, as always. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm Rocky in Sacramento, where it's nice and cool. Thanks for listening. Speak to you next time. Bye-bye.